Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through, create a clean heart so that I may worship you.
Ashley. Come on, Ashley. Help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strength.
For me.
And me. I don't deserve your love.
Come on everybody, lift your hands and say.
The mercy.
Come on everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to strengthen me, I don't deserve your love.
Give God some praise this morning. My Lord, my God, come on, enter in, family. Open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just thanking God for all that he's done, amen, all that he's doing, and all that he's trusting God to do. Come on, let's enter in this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We open up your mouth and thank God right now. Amen. Hallelujah. God, it has kept us. Amen. It is God that continues on blessing us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is God that sent his only begotten Son to save us. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. Come on, family, enter in right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh Lord, hallelujah, our independence right now from all strongholds. Amen. Come on, let me be delivered from every stronghold, soul tie, strong men and messenger of Satan. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cleanse our mind by washing of the word with your water, creating us a heart, oh God, a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, amen, be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Father God, it's our will to do your will. So we bind our will with the will, hallelujah, with your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful for this day. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we surrender this day over to you and all that we are. Amen. Hallelujah, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you everything else can wait. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, knowing how we know it cleanses us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9, it allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, amen, according to Hebrews 4:16, we're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, that protects us, cleanses us, heals us, delivers us, sanctifies us, redeems us, justifies us, and makes all things new. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the Lord's that we are free up and we are free indeed. Amen. My Lord, my God, help me from your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16:18. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, unholy, talking, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence right now. And everyone that's on the line, and everyone we will pray for and lift up on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we loose them to where Jesus Christ sends them. Hallelujah. We bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask on today, hallelujah, that you remember our prayers of God and bring out those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, out of harm's way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes, according to Exodus 12:7. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all countries of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all in and out of our homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord God, for our homes and the blood of Jesus Christ that's over them. Hallelujah to your name, God. We can thank you now for still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven. According to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever. According to Psalms 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 12:9, for your angels and for your protection. According to Psalm 91, for your salvation, hallelujah, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. According to Revelation 21:27, that everyone in our household are saved. According to Acts 16:31, for your righteousness, and then that's important to us. According to 1 Corinthians 5:21, all of us so thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20:27, that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17:17, Lord, we thank you, O God, for your peace, which surpasses all understanding, and we receive it right now, according to Philippians 4:7, we thank you, O God, for your power for every battle, for every problem, God, that we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to call our revelation, not as words, to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root. Hallelujah. So we can bear fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women of God, wanting nothing. Thank you that we can ask for whatever we will. And hallelujah, as long as we are connected to the vine, we have a petition we ask for. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, it's our prayer today that every one of our family members be saved. Oh Lord, that you will call the dying to you this day, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and be saved. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence with us right now. Amen. Oh, my mighty, come on, Oh, Lord, touch in the mighty way right now. Move on us. Anything that's not of you, anything that attaches to us, oh, God, that's not of you, oh, God, let it be removed right now. We put on us the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we bless your holy name. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties with the enemy. Amen. We use it against all the forces of evil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. Come on and receive your victory, family, right now. If you can believe it, the battle is already won. You're already victorious. Decree and declare over yourself that I'm more than a conqueror. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I abide in Jesus, and he abides in me. Amen. I have the resurrection power working on the inside. Will you speak over yourself on today? I encourage you to use the power that God has given you. You have it in your mouth. All you got to do is believe it. Hallelujah. Come on, receive it and use it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, Father, you said in your word that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rules of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we put on us the whole arm of God. Amen. That we may be able to withstand in the evil day of time. And having done all to stand, we will be strong in you, O Lord. And we just want to say thank you. And in your power of your might, according to Ephesians 6:10-13, hallelujah to your name, God. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1:27. So we shall prevail, because the battle is not ours, but yours, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, as we enter in this morning, this new year, oh, God, with new mercies and new grace, oh, God. Father God, we are worthy that you will not withhold any good thing from us. So, Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness that's operating in us. Hallelujah, in our lives, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, that you have created a clean heart in us, that you have renewed a right spirit within us, that you have made old things pass away and all things are new. Amen. Receive it right now, family, right now. All things new. You didn't cast us away, Lord God, from your presence, and you didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you, for your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation according to Psalm 51:10-13. Your joy is our strength according to Nehemiah 8:10. And we receive it, and we thank you for it right now. As we enter into prayer right now, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits desired to stop our prayers from being answered. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, oh God, and be engrafted on our hearts tonight, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, we crucify the flesh daily, oh God, that our spirit man, oh God, may be strengthened. Hallelujah to your name, God. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, bitterness, and resentment. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion, depression, oppression, fear, worry, and doubt. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, virus, and diseases known and unknown to man. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. We come against it right now, death and premature death, spiritual and in the natural right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of confusion, every spirit of distraction, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of self-criticalness, amen, spirit of gluttony, greed, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating us or in our bloodline, on this line, in our household, in our workplaces, hallelujah, in our businesses, any spirit in our children's school, we command you right now outside the Holy Spirit to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that we are free. Lord God, we ask in all these places that the enemy has vacated, oh Lord, fill those places with thy Holy Spirit right now to overflow. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Father God, I lift up my incense on this morning. I lift up my auntie Ruth and May and her daughter Brenda Gale on this morning. I lift up my aunt Vera and my cousin Bobby on this morning. I lift up my cousin Ermine, oh God, and all that you're concerned about on this morning. I lift up, oh God, my niece Twan, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth this morning. I lift up my cousin Shonda Neese, oh God, this morning, all that she's concerned about. I lift up my cousin Kim this morning, oh God. He come up on shake, take on my heart. He come up on shake that body here. Oh Lord, come on my heart. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God. I lift up, oh God, this morning, my daughter Janelle, oh God. I lift up my mother Carol this morning, oh Lord. I lift up Sister Sherry, Lord, this morning, oh God. I lift up Sister Dorita Jones this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, move mighty in them and on them, oh God. Oh Lord, anything that the enemy has set a lunch or like a lunch against them, oh God, let it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, I decree and declare without favor, the enemy cannot come here. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let your blessings run them down and take them over. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, deliver them right now from every any sickness that may be plaguing their bodies, that may have come across their body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will help them right now, God, and let peace reign in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help them to hold on to peace, that you give the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I pray right now that you will make a way for them. We've seen there be no way, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing to their bodies. It's strength to their bones, oh God. I pray for restoration right now. Anything that the enemy has taken away from them, Lord, I pray that it be restored better than it was taken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Lord, I can't thank you enough for the life of your daughters. Lord, I pray, oh God, do a new thing in their lives, oh God. Do a quick work, oh Lord. Oh Lord, move mighty, oh God. And I just want to say thank you for the God. And all that's in their heart, oh God. And all that they're concerned about, Lord, I ask that you help them to give it all over to you, oh Lord. To surrender all over to you, Father God. Know that you're in charge, Father God. There's nothing that you cannot do. And we just want to say thank you right now for it. We thank you for answered prayers. For your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answered prayers this morning. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, oh God, that you have restored hope in this family. And all who we pray for have brought to you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us in our going and coming on today and those that we'll bring in prayer, every family member and loved one. Oh Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for, Lord. I believe the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may enter into today and our family members and loved ones as well. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us, amen, and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall command, and I thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare all is well with us, and we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on. Let's say it. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Come on, family. Yes, receive it this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have the joy of the Lord. We are strengthened. There's a strengthening going on right now. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
There's a strengthening by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Come on. Come on. Receive it right now. There's a strengthening going on this morning.
Hallelujah.
How many of us need the strength of the Lord to keep on keeping up? To get over.
Amen.
Strengthening going on. If you would just open up your mouth and believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You can't receive that if you don't believe. Come on. Receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive so many. Hallelujah. We receive the report of the enemy. Hey, I want you to understand that God has returned. Amen. And it's to bless you. It's to heal you. It's to deliver you. It's to set you free. Amen. It's to give you that victory.
Amen.
That's already won. Amen. It's to give you that healing that's already here. Amen. It's to give you that deliverance that is set before you. Amen. All you got to do is believe it. There's a strengthening that's going on in this line that's going to take you over, amen. When you feel like I just can't do it, I don't have the strength, Lord. I can't keep on keeping on my mind. I just don't know how to put it all together, Lord God. I just want to give up. God is giving that strength. It's being released right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hiya. Come on, receive it, receive it, receive it. I'm not going to stop until you receive it. I'm not going to let you go and let until you receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's for you. It has your name on it. You're the right for holding to it.
Hallelujah.
We want to hear from you this morning. Glory to God. I'm going to call your name. Amen. We want to know how you're doing and how you've been, and anything you want to share, please do so. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, Bernadette, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, Happy New Year's to you, Tabernika. And I'm so thankful for your prayer this morning. And I'm doing good. I thank the Lord. I'm blessed every day of my life. And I want to continue to pray for Bishop Claude Timmons, for you and your family, for all my sisters, for all my nieces who've taken care of my sisters, for all my children, my grandchildren, for Dorisa, for all the sick and shut in. And I'm just thankful. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you, Aunt Bernadette. God has brought us to this new year, 2023. Look at us now. The last time we spoke, we were on the line. It was New Year's Eve. But look how God has kept us. It's January 7th in 2023. My Lord, my God. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. Amen.
You too.
Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth May, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
I never seen a
Say good morning to your family. Say good morning, Mother.
Good morning, Mother, to your family.
Yes.
Good morning. How you doing
this morning?
We good.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
Saturday morning. We look forward to every Saturday morning. To God be the glory. We're doing good. We've had a good week.
Amen.
Pray for my mom's strength and for my strength and for my children, my grandchildren, my husbands, my friends, sister, my brother. All of my family. God bless us all. God bless us all.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. A happy new year to you both. Amen. May the joy of the Lord
happy
fill
new
your
year,
home
everybody.
And the hearts of all our family members and loved ones. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Did they say how you doing?
Good morning, how y'all doing?
Amen.
Doing good,
Aunt
God bless you.
Amen.
Man, we're doing good this morning. Thank God for living to see a beautiful day and another year. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes.
Amen.
Happy New Year.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Love
you.
Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Lee, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. I've been good, and I'm just sitting here just thinking. It's just good to be here. And to experience another year, God has blessed us to see and chance to experience His peace that surpasses all understanding. And I just love it. Please serve and
Yes.
And He's worthy of all our praise. I don't know how much I just thank Him. Thank him for this beautiful day, this wonderful life. Everything is just awesome. And it's so nice to hear everybody on the line. God bless you.
Yes,
He's brought us and keep on bringing us. Thank you.
Amen.
One more day. One more day.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. So good to hear you on the line, Cousin Earlene. We love you. We miss you. You went on the line, let you know that. We definitely look forward to hear your voice on the line on Saturday. So God bless you and Happy New Year to you. My Lord, my God.
Yes,
Lord. Twan, my niece Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. I am glad to be back on the line. I'm grateful and beyond blessed that God has kept me, my family, and my friends, my loved ones. You know, I'm just really beyond blessed. And I'm glad to be where God is on this prayer line. So to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's so good to see our young folks sitting on the line as we cross over to this new year. Amen. And have made a decision. I'm going to be in position. Amen. So I can receive and be used by God.
Yeah.
So God bless you.
Amen.
Yes, you have set aside. Amen. You have seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And all his
goodness.
There's a great point out of God's blessing for your life. If you just continue to be obedient to the will of God for your life, your children will be blessed. Your children's children will be blessed.
Amen.
God will turn everything around in your parents' life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for you. Amen. We love you so much.
Amen.
I love you so much. Love
you all too.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome, and God bless you, Cousin Shonda Nees. Hallelujah. How you doing this morning? How you been?
Good morning, family. I am so excited to be on here this morning. I was so eager yesterday. I got on yesterday, and I called Aunt Jane. And I said, what is today? So, and when the talk radio said there was no schedules, I said, oh, God, I'm a day ahead. But I am thankful. It is so good to hear all of you on this call. God is so good. God is so merciful and God is so awesome. And I just thank him and I thank him for my family. And I just love you all and ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
We love you so much, Cousin Son Denise. Amen. Be eager and ready. Amen. Go before the cloud. Hallelujah. God bless you so good. Hear your voice. I said, the line. God bless you. God keep you. Happy New Year. We love you
so
much. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Well, good morning, family. God bless you all. Love you all. Happy New Year to all of you that I hadn't had a chance to say Happy New Year to. And I'm just like the rest of you all. I love you all, and I'm just thanking God for another day. It's a beautiful day out here. I'm at the grocery store, but I'm glad to be here on the line with you all again. And I talked to Aunt Jane this morning. She had something to do at the church this morning, so she won't be on. But she said to keep her in prayer also. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Happy New Year to you. It's always a blessing to hear you on the line as well. All right, we got our faithful ones, amen, and we're always on here. So I'm just so excited to hear us again here in 2023 when we started in 2020. And just thanking God it's brought us so far, amen. He has more for us,
amen.
So God bless you. God keep you and love you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Jamel, my daughter Jamel, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
To wake up and see another day.
Yes.
And, amen.
Thank you, Mama, for reminding me to get on this call because I was feeling some type of way at first, and now I feel great because I was
all right.
Had me jumping in the kitchen. I'm doing good. No complaints over here.
Amen. God bless you, my daughter. I love you. I thank God for you. She did call you all while we are entering into our prayer this morning, and she's calling, and I declined a call. Then she texted and said, it's an emergency, and then I called her. So that's why y'all got two songs this morning, and she goes, Mama, we haven't seen Jayla since Thursday. Nobody heard from her. I said, girl, what I'm going to do about it? Pray. Pray. What could I do right now? She said she missing. I say, how is she missing? Say, well, ain't nobody heard from Thursday. I say, did she leave on all? Yes, ma'am. Well, how is she missing? She left. She'll be all right. Yeah. We're going to pray for her. I just, and I say,
I did
pray. Encourage you. Worry. Come again, Jamil.
I said, I prayed and I feel better.
Amen.
I want to encourage you. There's no need for you to worry about your children. Amen. You just got to trust God and stand in place of faith and pray. And whatever outcome comes, we trust God in every outcome. And I just want to encourage you to be there because there's nothing that we can do but just trust God in it all and through it all.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because there's nothing that we can do. It's just that miles away, even if in your house, you can do all you can humanly do and humanly possibly do. And let God step in and do the impossible. And whatever's whatever the outcome is, we trust God in it. And you got to have that kind of faith. You got to have that kind of belief. Yes. Amen. Sometimes you may think, well, you don't care. No, it's not that I don't care. I just trust God. I choose to rest and believe and trust God to do the work.
Yes.
Amen.
Trust God. Trust God. It could have been easy for me to say, oh, God, say, well, let me get off the prayer line. Let me tell him I got to get off the line. We're going to pray. I told him the best place to be right now is on the prayer line. So get on that prayer line.
Amen.
And so I can get back to the line and we can pray.
Amen. Amen.
We just she called me and said, my daughter Jamel called and said that Jayla had taken off on Thursday with her baby, headed to Dallas on a Greyhound to meet some man that she had been talking to. And so nobody has any information on them, but God does. God knows exactly where she is and who she's with.
That's
right. And God is able to, even in that situation, if it's not going, if it's not turning out for the good, to step in and send somebody. So I just believe that even right now as we're praying, that God is already already working, and it will turn out the way it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God.
Right now, that she's in harm's way. Yes, amen. As we're praying, that he will bring her out of harm's way. Amen. In the name of Jesus, please. The blood of Jesus Christ over right now, amen. And I just pray for the blood of Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
The enemy cannot come there. The enemy may try, but when they see the blood of Jesus, he will turn and flee. The Bible says one way, but seven different directions. And I decree and declare that right now in the name of Jesus Christ for my child, for your children, amen. For our life, amen. When the enemy come in, he's got to go, amen. He's trying to get out every which way, amen. My Lord, he's got to divide himself up to get out. My Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus, God bless you, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for you. Amen.
Yes.
We don't have a spirit of fear, word. We have a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Use that.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Bless you. I love you.
Glory
to God. And she kind of like a little me, but I don't do all the worrying. She likes to worry about everything and everybody. So
I was concerned about my sister.
She was concerned. Okay, she was concerned. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome, Mama. Mama, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Welcome, Mama. How you doing?
Amen.
How you been?
All right. Good blessing. From Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good. I'm here. See you here. Amen.
Amen.
Man, I'm still here. Amen. Come on now. She said, I'm still here. I'm still here. Amen. My Lord, my God, in this season, I want to encourage us all to speak life over ourselves. I want us to encourage us all to use the word of God and speak it over your life, speak it over your children, speak it over your relationship. That includes your relationship with your children, relationship with your spouse, relationship with the people on your job, because we are in relationships.
Yes.
Whether you want to believe it or not, we're in relationships with one another. Amen. It depends on what type of relationship. But speak life over, speak the blessing of God, speak, you know, the strength of God over those relationships. And I promise you, if you believe that and you begin to do that, you'll see the change will come. Amen. Change will come. The same one that used to, I mean, wouldn't even hold the door, would slam the door before I could get to it, you know, wouldn't even call me back, you know. But we just, we thank God, because we decree and declare it, change has come, amen, that we are new creations in Jesus. Even that we are changing, even right now, because we have made a decision to be changed, amen.
Yes.
We have made a decision to give it all over to God and to surrender all that we are over to God, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This morning, family. And I'm doing good. I'll just tell y'all, bless the name of the Lord. I'm doing good this morning, this new year. I won't be on the line too long this morning because I need to take my car. They have a recall on my brake system. I got to take this car and drop it off so they can fix it. So I won't be here long, but I definitely want to be in position. Amen. So I'm doing good this morning, this new year. I'm blessed. And I couldn't be more blessed to be on the line with you all this morning. With all the love, it's just overflowing. And just believing and trusting God, I can feel it. The anointing is on this line. This morning, family, our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 through 27. I hope you all can hear me. I'm going to silence the lines because I think we're getting some feedback from someone's line so that we can hear well this morning. Okay, so I'm going to silence the lines here so we can hear. All right. The scripture this morning, family, is going to be coming from the book of Corinthians. I hope y'all can hear me well now. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 through 27. The Bible says in the New King James Version, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more." Verse 20 says, "And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews," amen, "to those who are under the law, as under the law," amen, "that I might win those who are under the law," amen. 21, "to those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I may win those who are," amen, "without law." Verse 22 says, "To the weak I became as weak, that I may win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may be all means save them," I'm sorry, "so that I might by all means save some." Verse 23 says, "Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you." Verse 24 says, "Do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it." Verse 25 says, "And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown." Amen. Verse 26 says, "Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air." Verse 27 says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." My Lord, my God. And I'm going to break down the scriptures for us here today, family. Hallelujah. That you may receive it and that you may give it to someone else. Here in the Bible, in these scriptures, in verse 19 through 27, Apostle Paul asserts that he has freedom to do anything. Amen. In verses 24 and 27, he emphasized a life of strict discipline. The Christian life, family, involves both freedom and discipline. See, the goals of Apostle Paul's life were to glorify God and bring people to Christ. He stayed free of any physiological position or material entanglement that might sidetrack him. So while he strictly disciplined himself to carry out his goal, for Apostle Paul, both freedom and discipline were important tools to be used in God's service. See, in verse 22 and 23, Apostle Paul gives several important principles for ministry. One, to find common ground with those you contact. And two, to avoid knowing it all attitude. And three, making others feel accepted. Amen. And four, being sensitive to their needs and concerns. And five, look for opportunities to tell them about Christ. These principles are just valid for us as they were for Apostle Paul in that day. When we look at verse 24 and 27, and the reason that this is in this particular scripture given today is that a lot of times we want to beat people down with the word, and you got to do this. You got to meet people where they are. And if it's the conversation they have, and then you ease in that conversation, and then you give them the word of God. There's a way to do it, amen, but meeting them where they are. Hallelujah. the Bible, verse 24 and 27, when we look at these scriptures, family, running a race requires purpose and discipline. Apostle Paul uses this illustration to explain that the Christian life takes hard work. It takes self-denial and grueling preparation. See, as Christians, we are running toward our heavenly reward. Amen. See, the essential disciplines of prayer and Bible study and worship equips us to run with vigor and stamina. Amen. So don't merely observe from the grandstand, from behind and far away. Amen. Don't just turn out to be there to jog a couple of laps each morning. Train diligently in the word. See, this is a lifestyle. Amen. I've always explained this to many that we are living a lifestyle. Amen. A Christian lifestyle. So train diligently like the runner, like the athlete. Your spiritual progress depends upon it, family. When we look at verse 25 here, as I get ready to wrap up, it says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. See, at times we must even give up something good in order to do what God wants. Amen? See, each person's special duties determine the discipline and denial that he or she must accept. See, without a goal, discipline is nothing but self-punishment. See, with the goal of pleasing God, our self-denial seems like nothing compared to eternal and perishable reward that we, hallelujah, that will be ours. Amen? Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. So when Apostle Paul says he might be disqualified in the last verse, when he says, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, at least when I preach to others, I myself should be disqualified. So when Apostle Paul says he may be disqualified, he does not mean that he could lose his salvation, but rather that he could lose his privilege of telling others about Christ Jesus. See, it is easy to tell others how to live and then not take our own advice. So we must be careful to practice what we preach. Amen. My Lord, my God, God bless your family. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. And I pray that you receive that word on today. Amen. I'm going to cover us in prayer on today as I wrap up here. And I do apologize, but I do got to get, I have an appointment to drop my car off so they can fix that brake system. Amen. So God bless you all here on today, family. I love you and I thank God for you. We could just... Come aside from every distraction right now so that we can pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my, my, can everybody hear me? Am I coming through clear?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord right now. Let us enter in. If there's any distractions, amen, if you can come aside from that distraction, if it's a TV, a radio, fan, or children, if you're able to, amen, come aside so that we can receive right now and enter in. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us God desires us to worship him in truth and in spirit. So let us enter in and worship our Father in truth and in spirit. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come, oh Lord, with all faith believing, oh God, amen, we come on one accord on today, oh God, that we may be able to receive from you, oh God, hallelujah, what you have to say to us, Father God, what you will have for us to do, Father God. We come surrendering all over, Father God, that we will do your will, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our Redeemer, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our way, that you are our truth, that you are our life, amen. Oh Lord, that you are our healer, amen, that you are all that we need, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that all we need is in you, Father God. So we come, oh God, seeking you that we may receive all that we need, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I ask that you divinely intervene in every area of our life, oh God, and those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the sick and shed in on today, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray for their healing, amen, that you will heal their bodies, oh God, bring strength to their bones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will thrust the right labels across their lives, oh God, that they will speak your word in a mighty way, oh God, that they may receive, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for the lost on today, oh God. Oh Lord, that you send us all, oh God, that we will speak your word, amen, that we will meet them right where they are, Father God, that they may receive the gift of salvation. And we just want to say thank you. We rebuke right now and cast out our spirits right now that would attempt to oppress us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, you went about doing good and healing all those oppressed of the devil, and we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We strip all power from spirits that would oppress us. Amen. We rebuke and cancel all spirits of poverty that would oppress us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we rebuke all spirits of madness and confusion that would attempt to oppress us or our children, our minds, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, undertake, hallelujah, for us against all our oppressors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree in the past Genesis 22 and 17, through Jesus, let us possess the gates of the enemy. Establish the gates of praise in our life, oh God. Release the battering rams against the gates of hell. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the past Matthew 16 and 18, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. Let the gates of our life and city be open to the King of glory. Open, hallelujah, open to us the gates of righteousness that we may enter in right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 147 and 13, strengthen the bars of our gates. Amen. Break the gates of brass and cut the sunder of the bars of iron. Amen. Open before us the gates that we may go in and receive the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare in the past Psalm 127 and 5, we rebuke every enemy in the gates, that all the gates of our life and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit, that the valley gate be repaired. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the gate of the fountain that represents the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired right now in the life of your children, oh God. Oh Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem, God, and his people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the sheep gate that represents the apostolic be repaired right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the fish gate that represents evangelism be repaired in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, that you send us out there, we would go ye therefore preaching the good news of the gospel. Amen. Not taking anything away from it, not adding anything to it, oh God, but we would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that even the unsaved, the unbelief may turn and ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the past Nehemiah 3 and 6, that the old gate that represents moves of the past be repaired in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the dung gate that represents deliverance be repaired. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the water gate that represents preaching and teaching be repaired in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the east gate that represents the glory be repaired. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the water flow through the other gate into our lives and those in our family, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Isaiah 16:11. Hallelujah. That our gates will be open continually to receive the blessing that come down from heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we can't hallelujah thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Lord, I lift up my brother Taiwan Mackey this day. And Lord, I pray that you will touch his heart and mind. And Lord, every desire for his life and will for his life that you have, Lord, let it be in the name of Jesus Christ. But God, I ask in Jesus' name that you will speak to him even on right now. In this very hour, Lord God, that you will speak to him, oh God, and even be able to hear you. Lord, I ask that you remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual blindness, every spiritual deafness, oh God, every spiritual sleep right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that be awakening in his spirit, oh God, on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he will hunger and thirst for righteousness like never before, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you'll bless him with long life, oh God. Oh Lord, that he will be a blessing to his children, children's children, from generation to come, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come against the spirit of premature death on him right now. And I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For his blood was by the blood of Jesus. He belongs to Jesus Christ. Devil, you have no right to him. Loose your hold right now. Loose your grip in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare victory on the life of my brother, my Lord, my God. And I thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we lift up Jalen right now. And my grandson, Kyla, wherever they may be, in whomever presence they may be in,
Lord, I pray right now, let your hedge of protection be around them. Lord, that you would disperse your angels, oh God, to war on her behalf. Oh Lord, to protect her from seen and unforeseen dangers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, would she not know and understand what she's doing? But Lord, you know all things, for it's your spirit, oh God, that gives life. So Lord, I ask, oh God, that you speak to the spirit of the child that you've given me, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would turn and do what's right. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that I'll reach out to a family, to our brothers and sisters, that they may not be concerned or worried. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the children of mine have peace. Knowing, oh God, that you have all things in your hand. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for her protection, oh God. We pray, oh God, for her deliverance. We pray for the protection of her son, Kyla. Oh Lord, move in a mighty way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, turn it all around for the good. And we just want to say thank you. And we decree and declare that every curse that the enemy has sent our way, we turn it around, oh God, let it be turned around to bless us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. I speak to every mountain in our lives and command it to be removed and cast into the sea. Amen. I speak to every financial mountain to be removed out of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to the mountain and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the mountain tremble at the presence of God. I contend with every mountain and command them to hear my voice and be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you that you are against every destroyed mountain. Let the mountain melt at your presence, oh God. Make way for evil mountains in our lives and those in our family, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will sleep well, amen, when we sleep. We will not be kept awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia. We laugh at the enemy through the Holy Spirit. We cut the cords of the wicked from our lives. Let every cord the enemy tries to put around our life be like burning flax, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break down every wall of Jericho right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, cleanse our life from the secret fault. Lord, let your secret be upon our tabernacle. Lord, fill these your temples with as much shekinah glory as possible right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, lead us and guide us. Hallelujah for your name's sake, oh God. Guide us continually, oh God. Guide us into your truth, amen. Guide us with your eye, amen. Let us, hallelujah, let us guide our affairs with discretion, amen. Guide us, hallelujah, by the skillfulness of your hand. Lead us in the plain path, oh God, because of our enemies, amen. Lead us into, hallelujah, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, amen. Lead us and make us, hallelujah, way straight up before us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, make the crooked passes straight up in the rough places smooth before us, oh God, in those of our family, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, send your light and truth up and let them lead us, oh God. Make darkness light before us, hallelujah, oh God, and crooked things straight up. Teach us to do your will, Heavenly Father, and lead us into the land of uprightness. Oh Lord, we put on us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We clothe ourselves with the garment of salvation. We put on us right now beautiful garments, and we just want to say thank you. We take heed to our spirit at all times. Lord, stir up our spirit to do your will. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, give us strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Give us strength to bring forth our destiny. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for it. We bless your holy name. We bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block our way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we cover our minds and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, we're overcomers by the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace right now. We decree and declare, according to Hebrews 13:20-21, that we'll make perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Amen. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We eat the body of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we have redemption through the blood of Jesus. We are redeemed by the power of evil, amen. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus bear witness to our deliverance and salvation. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. praise the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your shed blood. We rebuke and cancel our spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. The power that we break the power of every sin and iniquity in our life through the blood of Jesus. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from any evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we command all our ancestors to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cancel our spirits of plan and accusation through the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Release right now. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us and our children, our children's children, and those in our family. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name as we close out this prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for moving mighty on this line. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Lord, bless us and keep us and make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. My Lord, my God. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. Make us like Ephraim and Manasseh, God. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing. Lord, command your blessing upon our life. Lord, give us revelations and let us be blessed. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, in blessing, bless us, oh God. And in multiply us as the stars of heaven and the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessing be upon our life. Amen. On this line, let it overflow, oh God, that others may be blessed by the overflow. We decree and declare right now that all things are working together for the good, Lord, because you have divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so we decree and declare out our mouth, we confess that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. We decree and declare that we are established in righteousness and oppression is sworn from us. The weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. Amen. We decree and declare that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We're redeemed from poverty. We're redeemed from sickness. We're redeemed from spiritual death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're overcomers. Amen. We overcome all, because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girded about with truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith. We're covered by hallelujah with the heaven of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. Amen. We do not have the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. We operate into the fullness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
As we close out, we decree that Psalm 91 and 10, no evil will befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. We are strengthened with the might of his Spirit in the inner man. We're rooted and grounded in love. We're blessed, and we cannot be cursed. We thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's give God some praise, man.
Amen.
If you just open up your mouth right now, amen. Let's give God some praise, amen. We're still here, amen. As my mama said, we're still here. And it's nothing that we did, nothing that we bought, nothing that we said, nowhere that we went, amen. My Lord, my God, because God has kept us, amen. And we just thank God for his plan, amen, to give us a hope and a future and an expected end. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have so much to shout about right now and give God praise and glory. Yes, shout out to those kids here. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if you're not feeling well right now, you can put it on speak and just receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, have a made of mind that I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm not going to turn back, amen. When I fall, I'm going to get right back up again, because I have a resurrection power working on the inside that I can get back up again. Though I fall, I can get back up, amen. Hallelujah, for the joy of the Lord is my strength, amen. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, amen. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Will you decree and declare it? Will you confess it out of your mouth, amen. When you encourage yourself, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will you get back up again? Will you keep getting back up again, amen? Will you keep getting back up again, amen? Hallelujah, I fell, but I got back up, I fell, and I got back up, and I'm going to keep on getting back up, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. When the enemy thinks I'm down, I'm going to pop right back up, amen? Because, hallelujah, great is he that's in me, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, when the devil think he got you, hallelujah, and you've been down for a long time, I want you to, hallelujah, see on today that you still have the power to get back up, get back up, get back up, get back up, hallelujah, get back up. If it's been 10 years that you've been down, get back up. You have the power. If it's been months that you've been down, get back up. If it's been years you've been down, get back up. You still got the power to get back up. I want to encourage you on today, if you thought you lost it, the enemy lied to you, are still there. Get back up. Get back up.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
my.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory. Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah. Just keep getting back up, family.
Jesus.
Just keep getting back up, family.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
be
Lord.
Encouraged
hallelujah.
To get back up again. Be encouraged.
Yes,
sometimes somebody got to come along the side and say, help you.
Mm-hmm.
You can get up like Jesus told the man that was, hallelujah, that was sitting at the forgot what you call the fountain to be healed. Yeah.
Take up your name
right there, but you know what I'm talking about. And the angel would come down and stir up the water, and people would jump in so they can get healed. And Jesus said, do you want to be healed? He said, but there's no one to help me get to the water. By the time I get there, they've already jumped in. And he said, I didn't ask you. The face of Jesus said, I didn't ask you that. I said, do you want to be healed? Hallelujah.
Do you want to be healed?
He said, yes. And he said, yes. He said, pick up your bed and walk. My Lord, my God. I'm telling you that. Pick up your bed and walk. You've been down for too long. Amen. You've been down for too long. Amen. Jesus already came. He said, do you want to be healed? Amen. Do you want to move from this place? Well, pick up your bed, whatever that is, and walk.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Get back up
Lord.
Again. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Get back
Thank
up again.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many happy about knowing that you can get back up again? You've been down all this time, and he's been telling you, you can't get back up. You've done too much. You done said too much. You've been there. You've been doing this for too long. It's over. Many have given up. They say, I'm going to hell anyway. But I want to tell you today, the devil is a lie. Get up.
Get up
in the name of Jesus. And you probably heard people say, I've been did this so long, you know what, I'm just going to keep on doing it. And God can help me, but I encourage you today that you can get back up. And if you never got up, let me help you get up. Amen. Amen. God bless your family. I love you. I thank God for
you.
At this time, I call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so as we wrap up here in good time. And thank God for the time. Amen.
Hey,
Bernice, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, too. I love you. I love the whole family. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Bernice. We love you so much. If I could just wrap my arms around you, I would right now and just show you how much I love you. God bless you. God keep you.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Rickamay, God bless you. Go ahead.
We love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Love all of my family. God keep us. To God be the glory.
Amen.
God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale, A.T. Ruth, and we love you so much. I got my arms stretched out wide to just give y'all this big hug and just hold you tight until you say that's enough. God bless you both. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Well, I'm good
Thank
to
you.
Go now.
Amen.
Y'all have a good day.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Earlene. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Cousin Donnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
We love you. God bless you and treat you. Amen. Mama, you want to say anything?
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Keep up the good work.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Aunt Vera. I love you so much. Hallelujah. Cousin Amen. Biden, I'm coming to see y'all, man. It's the new year, so be ready. Get ready for
all
me.
Right.
I'm coming over.
Okay. Amen.
I'm coming over this month, so you just let me know what day on the Saturday. I'll be over
there. Okay.
All right. God bless you. I keep you.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Twan, my niece Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
God is good. I pray that God keep y'all until next time. Love you, Aunt Nene. Love you, Mama. I love you, family. God bless y'all.
God bless
you. We love you, Sister One. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. And thank you for always reaching out and praying for us. And we love you and love this family. And God be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Sean Denise. My Lord, my God.
Amen.
Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Love you, family. You all have a blessed week.
Love you.
Love you too.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mama Karen, God bless you. Mama, go ahead.
Bless everybody on the line. Again, you know I'm from Houston to Louisiana. Let us all have
Amen.
A safe and blessed week. And I'm praying that I'm going to try this COVID medicine and let it do what it's supposed to do.
It will do it.
We speak up right now, Father God. We ask, oh Lord, the medication that your daughter is taking, oh God, we ask that you bless it and empower it to do all that you intended for it to do. We come against every allergic reaction, adverse side effect, or any kind of that medication, oh Lord. We ask that you destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for a healing. We thank you, oh God, that you're always moving in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare a victory over you right now. And it's in Jesus' name, we pray, we receive the God the glory.
Amen.
Receive it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I love you so much.
Love you too. Love all y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Amen.
Jamel, God bless you, my daughter. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you so much for the prayers today. Love everybody. Y'all have a great day.
Love you too. Love you too.
Amen.
Hopefully I didn't miss anyone. Amen. We're going to continue to lift up our Aunt Eliza Jane and pray wherever she is. God bless her use of mighty. Pray for her protection, angels around her and keeping her. Sister Dorita as well. We pray for her and lift her up. Pray all is well with her. The peace of the Lord, the protection of the Lord be with her and her family in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God. Aunt Classy, we lift her up and pray for her right now before we leave this line and pray the Lord will be her strength, continue to strengthen her and bless her and heal her body and the peace of the Lord reigns in every area of her life, amen, and life of her children. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We lift them up in the life of my husband, Pastor Doris, amen. Pray that God will continue to bless him and keep him in the life of my children. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Love you.
Amen. I love you all. It's been a blessing. And y'all have a happy, I just keep saying a happy, happy new year. God is with us. And receive the strength of the Lord. Receive it. Receive it. Get back up again. Don't stay down. Yes, we fall. The Bible tells us we all fall short of glory. But we have the power to get back up again. Get back up again. Amen. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that our Father in heaven, which art in heaven, has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. And that you are his child. Amen. His angels go before you and behind you. Heaven is your home. Amen. You are destined for greatness. Amen. To live as royalty in the eternal kingdom of God. My Lord, my God. Shout right now. Do not be confounded by this life. Amen. Do not be confounded by this life, family. But rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah to the King of Glory. Amen. Praise Lord my God. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. God bless you, family. Yeah.
Have a blessed day in the Lord till we meet again. Hallelujah. God be with you. God is with you. You're already blessed.
Amen.
Your
trouble
is shut.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Love your family. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Blessing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gate, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get